Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Heathcote Botanical Gardens in Fort Pierce is marking its 25th anniversary this year. The property used to be a plant nursery with a Japanese garden. A landscape architect named Molly Crimmins and her husband Jim owned it. There was no road behind the property, but when the city dug a canal there, the excavated dirt remained. In the mid-1980s, Gloria Moore and others were trying to raise money to buy the property from the Crimmins.
Molly Crimmins built this Japanese garden actually on the big pile of dirt that was the excavated part out of the canal, not to pay any attention to the fact that it wasn't her property, okay? Back in those days, nobody paid any attention to that. So when the city went to create a road and pave it, that's where we ran into a problem. And by then, our grant had come through. We were convincing the city and the county that we didn't have enough yet. We needed their help, financial help, to buy the property. The day that this was getting ready to occur with the paving of the road, I worked for 20 years as a bookkeeper for my friend Bud Adams at Adams Ranch, and I was there. I had somebody down here call me and say they're out here with the bulldozer, they're starting to knock things down. Rockwork of the Japanese garden. I called Laura Baker. She was one of my original ones that helped me form the garden. And I said, Laura, you have to get down there. I'm 20 miles out in the country. I can't get there.
To stop the bulldozer?
To stop the bulldozer. And the city had already told the engineer, do not take very much at all of that part of the Japanese garden. Laura Baker said, Gloria, I can go down there, but I have curlers in my hair. So I said, Laura, I don't care. Go down there and stop the bulldozer. So she came down here, and here comes the bulldozer. Now, the engineer's not running the bulldozer, but he's calling the shots. He was pretty livid. Laura said she sat on the rock formation, and she looked at him. She said, you know the city commission told you not to do this. And she wouldn't move.
She still have the curlers in her hair?
Absolutely. And, you know, all these years, I thought I'd made that up. And after 25 years, you wonder if what she told was the truth. Laura is the only one of the ones that helped me form the garden that lives out of state. I called her and I said, could you come down? We're celebrating our anniversary.
Laura Baker came back for the celebration and confirmed the story.
See, the only thing you didn't realize at the time was that I really did have curlers in my hair, and I came down looking like that.
So she was engaged in some brinkmanship with the engineer. I guess he blinked first?
I guess. They figured they weren't going to run over that woman, so they might as well stop.
The James Smith Bonsai Garden is a new addition at Heathcote.
This is huge for us because Jim is known all over the country and actually internationally for his work. I know you've heard the term put you on the map, but it literally will put Heathcote on the map nationally and internationally. So we're very proud of this new section of the garden.
It's a dwarf bougainvillea on its side, kind of.
It's not dwarf. It's a full-size one that they've made look dwarf. There are many styles of bonsai, and this is called a cascade, which means the plant goes down below the bottom of the container itself.
Mary Purden and John Cavello were visiting Heathcote to check it out for a possible visit when your relatives are here.
We decided to come in here and walk and see if my husband, who can't walk very far, but this is wonderful. There are seats everywhere, and the flowers are blooming, and the trees are gorgeous.
Plus, you're sitting in the new pavilion with a nice breeze.
I was thinking, wouldn't this be nice if I had this in my backyard? This is wonderful.
When the James Smith Bonsai Garden was dedicated recently, Fort Pierce Mayor Bob Benton presented a key to the city to Gloria Moore. It was in recognition of her 25 years of volunteer service to Heathcote. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould. Blue skies and ultraviolet rays.